This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by none other than R&B soul sensation, Mr. Louis Baker. We're going to be chatting about his new EP, Medicine. Morena, Louis, how you doing?
Morena, brother. I'm good, my man. How are you guys?
Nice. All right? Yeah, we're chill. We're surviving. Yeah, it's Dunedin is, we've got a gnarly rain situation, as I told you before.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we'll be okay in the end. I think,
All right,
yeah.
My man.
Yeah, just got to persevere, man.
I'm sure we will be too.
Yeah, thank you. And you're coming to us live from the North Island, correct?
Yes, brother, yeah, live from Tītahi Bay.
Cool. Tītahi Bay. Yeah. It looks absolutely insanely gorgeous. My goodness.
Yes, brother.
All right. Are you having a pretty chill day so far?
Real chill, man.
Celebrating the release, of course.
Yeah, celebrating up the release of Medicine. So it's been a beautiful morning of putting this record out, and yeah, just enjoying the vibes.
Hell yeah, there's plenty of vibes. I mean, that is a very vibey place you're at right now. You're in the place to be, my friend. Now, you originally grew up in Newtown. Do you still go back there much? Do you have family out there still?
None of my whānau live in Newtown now, but yeah, I definitely go back there, visit friends, and you know, maybe the odd gig or something. Yeah, grew up in Newtown, so welly boy hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, bro.
One thing I've heard about Newtown, I mean, I love the place, but I've heard that it's been quite like gentrified in the past wee while. Do you think it's changed quite a lot since you grew up in that way, kind of gentrified?
Yeah, well, I think everywhere's changed a lot. You know, people moving out of cities and into other places, and you know, just with the kind of like price of housing and how crazy it is at the moment. When I grew up there, you know, it was certainly that lower to middle class kind of vibe. You know, my mum was a art teacher, dad was a firefighter.
Oh yeah, nice
sort of thing. So kind of like, you know, arts and working class these.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that there's been a lot of like changes happening lately. Probably has gentrified, if you want to call it that word. A bit lately.
I didn't spend a lot of time in I haven't spent a lot of time in Newtown, but the market's there on Saturday morning. That is an impeccable market, my friend. My goodness.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah, I love the markets there at Newtown School. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Get your fruit and veg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So much like really affordable produce. It's insane.
Yes, that's what we need, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
What we need right now, man, we just need some good tucker, you know, some good kai. Mm-hmm. And that can be quite hard to find at a good price these days, you know.
Totally, totally. And speaking of kai, your last name is Baker. Are you much of a baker at all?
Oh, man, I'm probably not the best baker, to be fair, but like, I love cooking. I'm mad lover of making all sorts of kai.
Mm-hmm.
From barbecuing to, like, I don't know. I like Malaysian food. I like making, like, you know, curry from scratch and doing the paste and the ginger and the garlic and, you know, getting that in a mortar and pestle. And
yeah, hell yeah.
I like doing all sorts of stuff, man.
Grinding down some cumin seeds? That's a good time.
That's the one, yeah.
Anyway, let's start talking about music. I saw that you were, and I kind of heard this on your EP, that you were influenced by Marvin Gaye, of course. I'm a gigantic Marvin Gaye fan. I want to know, what's your favourite record by Marvin Gaye?
It's pretty hard to go past What's Going On for me.
It is.
I think just because of its sort of timely, social, universal kind of like, equality kind of vibe to it, you know.
Yep.
Came about at a real important time, and just love the production and the players on that record, you know. James Jameson, Marvin, all sorts of gems in that record. So yeah, I love that one probably.
For sure. I think for me, that's definitely that, or I Want You. I think I Want You is just insane.
Yeah,
totally different vibe.
That's a time and a place. That's a beautiful record too. Yeah,
very beautiful record.
I Want You.
Yeah, Great stuff. The EP name, Medicine, is referencing music itself as a healing art form, and that's what you talk about on the song, on the song Medicine. What are your other forms of medicine that help you, you know, protect your well-being?
Yeah, it's different for everyone, but for me, this, you
mm-hmm,
know.
The view.
This very spot's kind of like where me and the missus sit and do a little meditation in the morning sometimes. Oh. And it's just, I guess, you know, it's all the things that we were just talking about. Food is medicine, you know, nature, all the things that you can kind of have in your environment. You are what you eat. You know, and sometimes those things are trickier to, you know, where I'm so privileged here, like there's not a war going on here in New Zealand. There are in other places in the world, and people are being oppressed, and you know, and there's so many atrocities, and kind of like innocent people are dying, and then you get to see this and you feel almost guilty, you know, because it's such a beautiful thing. But I guess the thing for me is that you put the vibe into the music and let the music do the talking, and and hope that good positive changes come through that music, and yeah, and that you kind of, yeah, that's what it is to me. Medicine is all sorts of things. It's Kai. It's good relationships and good people around you, and music and culture. You know. Education, all sorts of things, really, but that's the ramble version. That's the long version of what it is.
Incredibly thoughtful answer, man.
Yeah.
This was your first time producing your own album. Had you had much experience doing a lot of production beforehand?
Oh, I think I've had a hand of producing every record that I made over the years, and I've learned a lot through working with other people. Producers over the years, Steve Rush, who did Open, works, you know, over in LA, and then Andy Lovegrove, of course, who did the first EP, which we did in London. But, you know, like, you learn from your peers, and they inspire you to be better, and I think, you know, you're the culmination of some of all your influences to some degree, you know, like, so
totally.
So I've taken probably a little bit from everyone that I've worked with. But this is the sole, you know, like the first proper production, first proper produced record from me solely. So it feels like, you know, a little footsteps into somewhere different, and that feels like a good evolution as an artist. Yeah.
Did it feel quite challenging when you originally took on the task? Is that something that you set out to do as well when you wanted to make this EP? You wanted to be the sole producer?
Yeah, I did, man. I just like thought. I don't know. I think I've gradually learned over the years. So in a way, like, I've been getting ready for this for like the last 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, totally.
So, but yeah, I maybe a little bit daunting at times because, you know, you never know when you're going to finish a song or how it's going to come about. And sometimes it happens really fast, and sometimes it happens, you know, it takes months to finish something. But you learn as you go, and you just dive in and follow your nose and kind of like follow your intuitions, and it'll work out, you know.
For sure, trust your gut is
your gut, man.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of creative people who I've talked to on the program tend to do that, and it works out very well for them.
Yeah, it's important.
For sure, man. For sure. I don't think I have a whole lot of left to ask you, but I do. I remember I listened to this YouTube video where this guy was talking about how there's not really a lot of R&B in the mainstream now. Do you think that's quite weird?
I don't know. I'm not really sure what my stance is on that. I'd probably have to think about it a bit more, maybe. But, you know, I would say, as you know, when Physicals dropped out, the bottom of Physicals, I mean, like, no one buying physical records, or not many people buying physical records, and went to, you know, that sort of evolution of how digital's come in. I think that's put a lot of stresses on different parts of the market, and, you know, now labels take 360 degrees of your thing. They take a bit of your merch, they take a bit of your, you know, the master, and so it's like there are many variables and things at play, but end of the day, there's such a volume of music, and you can really listen to whatever you want to, and you have such access to it now. So perhaps there is like the people that are, you know, like the bigger sort of radio stations which have the 22 songs on rotation or whatever, and then they go and research new songs and, you know, find other songs to add or whatever. But yeah, it's essentially, it comes down to listenerships and people sticking there to the airwaves, and if they find that, then they're going to put that song on there, whether it's trending on TikTok or whether it's trending on somewhere else. So just keep listening to the music that moves you and find the stuff that you dig, and that's really all there is to it, I think.
For sure, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Have you got any shows that you want to plug? And are you maybe planning on visiting Dunedin anytime soon?
I don't actually know when I'm playing. I'm going to come through Dunners soon, man. But I did play the Beer Fest a little while back. That was quite
nice.
Fun.
Yeah,
well taken care of there. I've got a show tomorrow night at San Fran, which is almost sold out. It's got a few more tickets left, so if you're in Welly, come through. And I've got a 22 date tour opening up for Fat Freddy's through UK and Europe in November, December.
Nice.
For their UK Europe winter tour, so looking forward to that, my man.
Cool. Is that how many times have you been overseas?
How many times? Yeah. I don't know. Probably a few over the years, but yeah, not really counting. Nice. Not sure.
Any places that you're visiting that are quite new to you over there?
To be honest, I haven't really looked too much at where we're going. but
cracker.
I will be over the next. To be honest, I've just had my head in this kind of like this getting this record out. But I'll definitely resurface and circle back to what we're actually doing.
Cool.
And where we're going.
Nice. Nice. Well, it was lovely chatting with you this morning, Louis. I hope you have a fantastic day, and good luck with that tour, my friend.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate that, man, and hopefully some warmer weather on the way for you fellas down there.
Oh, thank you so much, man. That means a lot. Hopefully. I mean, it should clear up later, by tomorrow even. That's what Met Service say, but we'll have to see.
Awesome.
We'll have to see. Again, thank you so much for coming on the program, and have a great day, and I hope you keep enjoying that view.
Kia ora, brother. Hey, thanks very much for having me. Cheers. Peace.
Thank you so much. All right, that was Louis Baker. We're chatting about his new EP, Medicine, which you can find all over the internet. We're going to play So Good from Louis' new EP. You're listening to The One. Take care. It's 10:16. We'll chat very shortly. See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.